Blog Talk Radio.
Universe. He's bigger than the sun and the stars. Hallelujah. He's so much bigger. God is so much bigger than any situation that we may encounter. God is bigger. When you think about the God that we serve, he's bigger. If we wait and trust on his hand to move, to everything there's a season. God is bigger. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is simply nothing too hard for God. We just trust him. And if we dare to believe, amen, amen. Glory to his wonderful, matchless, marvelous name. I'm telling you, there's nothing too hard for God. I'm excited and I am truly delighted because today has opened up the door to your blessing. Today, God has removed some obstacles out of the way so some things can manifest, some breakthroughs can come, some strongholds can be destroyed because of the anointing. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to welcome you to another broadcast. As one of my fellow comrades would say, live at 5 with Kingdom Builders Development Institute. We're here. This is Pastor Prophetess Teresa Dox, and I'm telling you, I want you to know that your labor of love is not in vain. God wants you to know that every seed that you've sown, that you shall reap a harvest. God wants you to know that he has you on his mind. Amen? God is moving. God is bringing down one and raising up another. Amen? That's what God is doing because he said, if you just trust me, if you be still, you'll see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, I am tickled pink. Okay, I'm just tickled. Glory to God. I want to thank you and welcome you on behalf of Elder QT and myself and the entire Kingdom Builders family. We want to just thank you, all of you that have sold into the ministry, all of you that are taking in the Development Institute, and even those that are sowing to where we're going. We want to say thank you. We want to shabbat the Lord on your behalf. Because God has opened up doors. He's moving. And I just want to say that a change has come. Hallelujah. I just want to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. And I just want to tell you that a change has come. A change has come. Amen. It is something to get excited about. I'm going to play a segment of this song, and I just want you to just marinate with it, and I'll be right back. Television today, a change has come. Hallelujah. And it's not just in the world, it is in the supernatural. We're teaching about spiritual strategies of warfare. And I'm telling you, when you began to learn better, you do better. Amen. Today, what we saw made history. Get excited. Because our sister that took the Oval Office today, that's us. We stand there, every female. That's every African-American female. Something new is about to happen in your life. Amen. Father, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray this prayer in the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind and I bring to no effect all division, all discord, all disunity, all strife in the name of Jesus. I bind up every angry spirit every criticism, the spirit of criticism. I condemn all pride, hakararaboshe, jealousy, gossip and slander, all complaining spirit. I come against every lying demon, you lying wonder. I command you to take your flight. Every false teaching, every false prophetic unction, every false gift, every false manifestation, every lying sign, every wonder that's not of God, poverty in Jesus' name. I come against lack. I come against murmuring. Every deceiving spirit, spirit of Antichrist, I bind you with the blood of Jesus. And I thank you, God. These are all bound in your name. Father, I release upon your people an ear to hear what you're saying to your church. So, Father, I thank you that you bless every single one on this line, that we will begin to know exactly what you would have us to be doing in this season. And I claim a fence of protection around myself and everyone at the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. Dispatch your angels to surround and keep us. Keep our children, keep our family, keep everything concern us as we go into spiritual warfare strategy as we go deeper into this spiritual boot camp. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Glory to God. I'm telling you, God is up to something. Just know he's up to something, and he does not fail. Well, let's get right into where we left off on last Wednesday. We were talking about how did this battle start? How did it start? This invisible war. You know, it started in heaven with an angel, remember, named Lucifer, who had originally, he was a beautiful angel. Guess what? He was created by God. And guess what else? He was actually part of the kingdom of God. But Lucifer, with himself, he decided that he wanted to take over God's kingdom. Sound like somebody you know? See, you can read about his rebellion. And I'm going to give you a few scriptures, and I'm going to encourage you to follow me as we read these scriptures. In Isaiah chapter 14, amen, and we're going to read verses 12 through 17. That is Isaiah chapter 14. And we're going to read verses 12 through 17. Amen. And I read this on last week, but I'm going to read it for your hearing. And the Bible says, how you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth. You who once led low the nation. You said in your heart, I will ascend to the heavens. I will rise my throne above the stars of God. I'm sorry. I will raise my throne above the thrones of the stars of God. I will sit. I will sit enthroned on the mound symbol to the uttermost height of Mount Zebub. I will ascend above the top of the cloud. I will make myself like the Most High. But you are brought down to the rim of the dead, to the depth of the pit. And those who see you stare at you. They ponder your fate. is this the man who shook the earth and made kingdoms tremble? The man who made the world a wilderness? Who overthrown his city and would not let his captives go home? That's Isaiah chapter 14. And I read 12 through 17. Amen. Glory to God. Listen. Turn to Ezekiel. It's going to substantiate what I just read in Isaiah. And again, for your hearing, I want you to take note of these scriptures because I want you to study them so you would know detailed information about Lucifer. A group of angels joined Lucifer and now called Satan. Called Satan, why? In this rebellion, Lucifer and the rebellious angels, you know, they clicked together. They were cast out of heaven by God. They were evicted. See, they formed their own kingdom on earth. Listen carefully. They were doing their own thing. You know, they made their own laws. You know what I'm saying. It was their way or the highway. You can kind of understand in the season that we're in. I want you to just imagine in Ezekiel chapter 28. Verses 12 through 19. Listen, some things were happening. Some things were happening. And God was speaking. God was trying to get the big G to the little G to recognize the big G. But he wanted to be the big G. So he decided that he was going to rule. Amen? So I want you to take these scriptures that I'm giving you, and I want you to begin to study them so you can get a clear understanding about Lucifer. So those two scriptures, Ezekiel 28, 12 through 19, I want you to study that for your study time. Amen? But I'm going to read a Revelation. I'm going to read Revelation 12 and 7. This is what I have here. And there was a war in heaven. You didn't know it was a war in heaven, did you? Michael and his angels, they fought against the dragon. The dragon was Satan. And the Satan and the dragon fought against his angels. That's Revelation 12 and 17. They were fighting in heaven. What makes you think it's not going to be a fight on earth? This is what verse 9 says. And the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Revelation 12 and 9. So he's among us because he was cast out into the earth, and his homie, his boy, his ride or die, they went with him. So Lucifer became known as Satan. And the angels that followed him in rebelliousness, they're known as demons. I want you to stay with me because I want you to get it. I want you to understand what we're dealing with, David, so that we're not deceived by Satan's devices. Amen? Because he has some devices and we can't be deceived by them. So here he goes. He got his boys with him. And these demonic spirits, they can enter. And when they enter, they can torment you. Not only torment you, but they want to control you. And they use humans who belong to Satan's kingdom. So what they do is they motivate evil acts, which are done by men and women. Do you get it? See, Satan, he directs his demons in their evil acts. Listen. He's directing them. Sometimes when things happen, you get to thinking all offended, frustrated, disappointed, hurt, depressed, lonely. But what did you expect? Because he's doing his job. He's doing what Satan's kingdom does. And he directs them to frustrate you, to upset you, to get you off course. Must Jesus suffer the cross alone and all of the world go free? Mm-mm. You're going to reign with him? You're going to roll with Jesus? We have to go through with him. So Satan, he directs his boys, his girls, his people to try to destroy what God made so he can bind these powerful forces with the world and the flesh to war not only against mankind, but to war against all kinds, humankind. So his whole thing is to get you off your square, to get you to miss, to get you to move out of place, to get you to miss your assignment, to get you to not hear, to make you not see, to blind your eyes, to cause you to defend yourself, cause you to want to fight physically. That's his purpose. That's his mission. We're talking about spiritual strategy. We're going to use some strategies. But in order to use these strategies, we must understand that it's warfare. We're constantly in this warfare. We're constantly in this battle. Snooze. And when we snooze, what do? We lose. Amen? God is trying to get you where you're living in a plateau of mind over matter. I don't mind, and it doesn't matter. Don't get all discombobulated over Satan's attack. Strategize. We're talking about spiritual strategies of warfare. This is a boot camp. And as we're teaching soldiers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Kingdom Builders Development Institute, that's what we do. Amen? Development. So that God's people can become what God called them to become. Amen? I hear you. So we already established that these combined powerful forces, they're going to come against us. It ain't because you're all that. You know, it's not because you have arrived. No. It's not because you know how to cook, or it's not because you're gifted. It's not because you're talented. No. It's because He comes to kill and steal and destroy. He comes to kill your purpose, destroy your drive. He comes to steal every single thing that God has given you to do. Why? Why would he want to do that? It's a reason behind the conflict. It's a reason. It's a reason. See, man was originally created in the image of God and for the glory of God. You can turn to Genesis chapter 2 and you'll find what I'm talking about. This invisible war against man. It started with the first temptation in the Garden of Eden. Go on to chapter 3. And Satan, I'm going to give you a little foundation so that when we get where we're going, that you're like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And then you shall not be moved. Why? Because the church of God is mighty. You're the church. You don't have time to be still. You're mighty. You're going somewhere. Amen. Did you see our girl march down in Washington today, going somewhere? You're going somewhere. Listen, Satan caused Adam and Eve both to sin. Adam was given the charge, but Eve was as the weaker vessel. But the charge was on Adam. They both sinned. This resulted in all men inheriting the basic sin nature and committing individual acts of sin due to this nature. Amen. So now we have what? This sin nature? See, the Bible says all have sinned, E.D., and fall short of the glory of God. Let me give you a scripture. I want you to turn to Romans 5. Let's go to chapter 12. I'm sorry, Romans. Let's go to Romans 5, verse 12. I want to show you why the reason behind the conflict. See, it's a conflict between good and evil. It's a conflict between hate and love. It's a conflict between unforgiveness and forgiveness. It's a conflict between Satan and God. The Bible says, wherefore, as by one man's sin enter into the world, and death by sin, and so death passes upon all men. Mankind, Adam and Eve, for they all have sinned. Well, you know, we ain't trying to bust your bubble. We're trying to build you up. But we're trying to establish some foundation where we understand the purpose of our livelihood. Are we going to miss it sometime? Of course we're going to miss it. But listen to what the Bible said. Death by sin. And so death passed upon all men. See, the wages of sin is death. You say you want your wage? You know, I want to get paid too. You know, you work. You want to get paid. The wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. I want to take you somewhere with me because I want you to understand that this life we live is not our own. We're not free to make all of these decisions by ourselves because God has already made decisions for us. We can't do what we want to do. We can't go where we want to go. We simply cannot say what we want to say. Because we belong to God. We're in a warfare, people of God. We're in a war. We're in war. Some of us don't know it. Oh, the battle is not mine. The battle is the Lord. I hear you. Listen, we're in a war. And I want you to know that we are in war. War within our mind. Okay? Okay. The Bible says that the result of this individual war is between man and the forces of evil. It's not with flesh and blood. It's not. So stop fighting. Stop fighting mankind. Stop. Because that's not what you're here to do. The Bible says in Genesis 3, and I'm going to read 3 and 15, because we must understand these foundational scriptures so that we can know the purpose that God has chosen us in this life. So when we leave here, there's a legacy behind your name. And I hear the Lord saying, what have you done for me lately? You know the song. Boom, 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 boom. Okay. Come on back. What have you done for me lately? We're in a war, people of God, in our mind. Our young people, our seniors, because we miss our assignment. Their souls are connected to your disobedience, to my disobedience. Their souls connected to your obedience. So I want to encourage you. Stop saying what you won't do. Start saying what you will do. The Bible says if you're willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. Amen. Come on, it's morning time. It's time to get moved forward. It's time for the captives to be set free. In Genesis 3 and 15, and the Bible says, I will put enmity between thee. He's going to put a problem between Satan and the woman. I'm going to say mankind. And between thou seed, the forces of evil, and her seed, the forces of good, is represented by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an invisible war. The Bible let you know that God has put the forces of evil against the forces of good. So don't be shocked when things happen. Don't forget that you're here on a mission, on a purpose. See, it's because of sin that we have been separated from God and condemned to death. See, but God loved us so much that he made a special plan to save us from sin. Okay, probably one of the first scriptures that Mama Tata or Daddy or Auntie or Gigi or my dear. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. You know anybody condemning the world? but that the world through him might be saved. So stop talking about what somebody's doing and what they haven't done and what they need to do. That's your job. When you see something that needs to be fixed, that's your job. If it's your assignment, it's your job to fix it. Why? So that the world might be saved. See, it's a different type of picture that we begin to see when we understand our purpose, when we understand our mission. Sometimes we get so caught up in world events and doing our own thing that we forget about God's thing. And when that happens, guess what happens? We be in bondage. And then once you're in bondage, you become overly destructive. Okay, let me say right here where I'm at. But what I'm trying to say is this. You got a job to do? We're all called to the ministry of reconciliation. What is that? What is reconciliation? Reconciling man to God. Think about it. Think about it. To reconcile man to God. Did you think about that? We're not our own. We want to be, but we're not. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to take a short break, and I will be right back. God to breathe on you. Amen. Satan don't want me to teach that. But the devil is a liar. We're going to go forth in Jesus' name. Amen. God is activating some men and women of the gospel. And this is the cost of the anointing. Amen. God is doing something. He's doing something. And I want you to know that whatever you're called to do, this is the season to move forward, to learn of him, to be taught and trained so that you may be able to help fulfill your call in this world and ministry and to the people of God. Glory to God. Let's continue. Thank you. Hallelujah. We're going to ask those that's on the line. I want to encourage you to keep Mother Morpheus is her name. Keep her in your prayer. If you found her unresponsive, hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to just pray for her. Believe God. Get in the faith fight. Mother Morpheus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Let's get back to our lesson. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, here we go. We're in a war. And anytime you teach about warfare, don't think Satan's going to get, he's going to get mad at you. He's going to do everything he can to stop you. That's why a lot of teachers don't teach about warfare, how to properly fight in the spirit realm. Amen. Amen. So though Jesus have set the captives free, free is free indeed, free to do the work of ministry. Amen. See, it's through our faith that we confess and repent from sin. Men and women can be released from the power of the enemy. I want you to say right now, I am released from the power of the enemy. I am no longer held hostage by Satan's device. Hallelujah. 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 Tap into the spirit realm. I am no longer held hostage to Satan's device. Glory, glory. I repent from everything that's not like you. God, tell him. Because I'm going somewhere in you, Father. And I'm going to learn how to fight in the spirit realm. I'm going to learn how to live in the spirit. I'm going to learn how to walk in the spirit. I'm going to learn how to live. It's an invisible war. And the war is not with flesh and blood. So begin to remember that. I don't fight against man. I don't fight against women. I don't. Because when I fight against them, I fight against myself. I'm going to mobilize my thoughts. I'm going to mobilize what God has for me. I'm going to embrace it so I can become what God called me to become. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Say to your liar, we're called to earn. We're called to be ready. We're called to be trained, equipped, and qualified. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to keep going, but I'm hearing God say, those that are on the line, you've been wrestling with some things. And the reason why is one blow after another is because God has his hand on you. Things not going to open up and move forward until you release some things. Saith the Lord, until you release some pain of the past, until you truly have forgiven those that have mistreated you. God said, I'm going to take you far in the realm of the spirit. The death and resurrection of Jesus is not only the result of salvation from sin. But guess what? It defeats the enemy, Satan. That's why it's important that we understand that we have to forgive and move forward. It was for this Son of Man was manifested and that he might destroy the works of the devil. Yes, God had it already planned out. And all we have to do is follow. All we have to do is stay on course and follow. It's called followship. You know, when you begin to set the course and then you get off course, then you are out of safety zone. But God is trying to move us into a realm that we are divinely protected. And when we learn the spiritual strategies of warfare, oh my God, you don't lose with what God did. You don't lose it. God was manifested for you, for I, for us, for we, that he might destroy the work of Satan, the works of the devil, 1 John 3:8. See, if Satan was defeated, why does the war still rage? Why? If we already won, why? Following any war, there's always pockets of the enemy resistance. Amen. I'm going to call it a rebellious troop that will not give up until forced to do so. Kind of like today. Hallelujah. See, although Jesus defended Satan, defeated him, we're living in territory which we still have the enemy occupying with a resistant force. Spiritual warfare and spiritual strategies, it gives us the ability to deal with these evil forces. It gives us an eye to see. It gives us an ear to hear. We won't be deceived by his devices. Why? Because we're already on alert. So we have to understand the spiritual warfare, these spiritual strategies give us ability. I didn't say ability to deal with every single thing Satan brings. So Satan is trying to keep mankind, captive. See, he already know that God hates sin. So if he can keep you caught up in sin, he can destroy you. See, that's why we got to walk in love. That's why we got to forgive. That's why we got to give. That's why we got to deny ourselves and follow him. He's on a mission. It's a war going on. And you're in the battle. And God is going to equip you. And I'm telling you, it's a good feeling. When you out there and you're getting ready to go to war, you see the traps. You see the quicksand. You begin to see those pits, those holes in the ground. You see them. And you just jump right over it. Hallelujah. See, the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and destroy you. And what did God say? He said, I came that you might have life. I came that you might have more abundance. See, Satan still wants to be the supreme ruler. He wants to wage an intense battle against your mind, against your heart, against your soul, and against your spirit man. See, he knows that if he can get you all discombobulated, he got you. See, the Bible says, so as a man thinketh, so is he. So we're walking in unforgiveness, we're living in sin, so as a man thinketh, so is he. But hallelujah, I'm on my way to heaven anyway, right? No, God is going to take us to a place where we're able to see. We're able to hear. See, this battle, it continued until the end of time. So we already established that Satan was kicked out of heaven. And where was he? Evicted from heaven, and then he was released into the earth realm. And all of his boys came with him. All of his demons came with him. And they tight, but they're not right. Amen. So understanding these spiritual strategies, we must know that things are going to happen. We must know that we're set up to be blessed. And we have to conquer everything that happened to us. Oh, yes. See, God has a direct plan for you. God has a direct plan for his people. And the battle going to keep going on and on and on and on until we're perfected. Oh, I hear you. Oh, I can't be perfected. God is holy. And what did he tell us? He said, be ye holy. Not just living holy, but a holy thinking. You know, as Mr. Brown say, wholesome thinking. What are you thinking on? Think on these things, says the Lord. Think on these things, says the Father. Think on these things that's kind and of a good report. Think on the things that's going to take you into the spirit realm. You're called to honor. You've been summoned. So we establish in this teaching that Satan and his homies are here on the earth realm, and they come to kill, steal, and destroy, and they're seeking who they may devour. So we can't slip, because if we slip, we miss it. Snooze. If you snooze, you lose. We have to be at attention. We have to be alert. We have to be prepared, and we have to be relaxed. You know, Jesus was so cool. He was so cool. All of this raging of the wind around him, and he went to sleep. The battle is truly Lord. But in our minds, we know that our thinking is everything. Look at the prophetic records. Look at the historical records of the Bible. And so as a man thinketh, so is he. So I want you to begin to think on some things that's going to cause the enemy to be crushed. But the order, in order, hallelujah, to think on these things, we have to know the word. We have to study the word, and we have to know that we got to tighten up. Tighten up, baby. Tighten up. Yes, we got to tighten up. We can't do all this foolish talking. We can't do all this foolish walking. You know, we just can't do it. See, this natural body that we have, this flesh that we have, will cause us to miss our mission. Will cause us to miss what God has in store for us. My God is an awesome God, and you are a little G, made in his image, made in his likeness. So we're supposed to look like him. We're supposed to act like him. We're supposed to talk like him. We are supposed to walk like him, laugh like him, live like him. The reason for the conflict is so that Satan can take you to his camp and hold you hostage eternally. Oh, yes, he wants you to be a victim of casualty. He wants to put you in chains. But because you understand that still is not the supreme ruler and that he wages this intense battle for your heart, for your mind, and for your soul, and for the spirit that's within you, his strategies are still directed at God. Still directed at God's plan. Still directed at God's people. Why? Because when God made that man, he said, he's good. And he was pleased. We're talking about spiritual warfare. It is the analysis of an active participation in the spiritual war. I want you to look around. What do you see? What do you see? You see what your natural eyes can see. But God said, I gave angels charge over you. Guess what? Them angels are there. And every single time them angels are called for, here comes Satan and his boy. Wow. You know, I want to go further. Hallelujah. 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 I literally see the gun pointing directly at the enemy, and you're about to take him out. You're about to go to that next realm. You're about to begin to crush every single thing that you've been battling with in your past. God is about to show you and tell you just how to do it. Hallelujah. God is about to school you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God is bigger. God is greater. God is moving. I want you to know that there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for God. So how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to know and hear the voice of God? Thank you, God. So when you get off this line today, I want to encourage you to spend some time in your prayer closet. And I want you to ask God to activate you into the realm of the spirit. Lay prostrate. Prostrate. I want you to lay there until you hear God's voice. Lay there until you hear his voice. Let him give you some direction. I want you to write down everything that's been bothering you, every spiritual problem. Every spiritual problem requires a spiritual solution. And we're going to stop right there because the time is up on us. Thank you, Elder. I could go on and on, but I know that it's time for us to end the line. But I want to encourage you in the name of Jesus that the battle that we talked about today is in your thoughts. And I'm going to use this in closing. When a person hyperventilates, anxiety, stress, depression, all of that comes from your mind. Sometimes we think it's this way, and it might be that way. Your identity in Christ is everything, everything. And I want to just thank God. I got some great news from one of my daughters in the ministry. She accepted a call today. She may have accepted it a few days ago. I don't know when she did, but she told me today. And I'm overwhelmed with joy because your labor of love will not go unrewarded. And I thank God for that. So I want to say to you, stay on the wall. Keep praying. Keep believing. God's going to fix it all. Because we're going to win if we don't quit. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. I got the captain of the ship telling me it's after six. Glory to God. I want to encourage you to sow into where we're going. We're going to make our announcements on next week about our building. And keep us in your prayers that we get the right spot. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for everyone that's sowing and those that are going to be part of the ministry in the building with us. We're excited. We're excited because we understand that it's the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen, amen, amen. You can go to Giveify, www.giveify.com, and you can sow into the many things that we're doing. You can also give us a call. We'd be happy to talk with you. 313-583-9739. This is Dr. Teresa Doc. That's the Doc. And I am just thanking God for you today. Elder and I want to give you much love. Keep us in your prayers as we fight this good fight of faith. Because guess what? Change has come. God bless everyone and thank you. Good night.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.